anniversary as well. Georgette of Mooresville, North Carolina, happy birthday to you from husband Rick and from us as we look at July 15th birthdays. Sarah from Mom and Dad, Madeline from Ian, Susan, and Sean, Dominic of Bethel Park, and Eleanor of North Oakland from Mom, Dad, and Emma. Turning to Wednesday, July 16th, happy birthday to Dylan. On the 17th, Thursday, we have Natalie of Shaler, Ava of Cannonsburg, Carrie, Todd of Oakland from Kim and Homewood, Megan of Butler from parents Dick and Judy, Franny of Springdale, Gabrielle from your mom, Duncan of Highland Park from Patrick, Mom, and Vaughn, and Gabe, happy birthday to you. That's Gabe Strickland. And then on July 18th, the great John Bentley. Happy birthday, John. Becoming a perfect square on July 18th. Also, Hannah of Gibsonia from Mom and Dad and Joseph. Ross from the Frick family. And Anthony in Bellevue from Grandma Linda and Grandpa Fred and Collier. Caitlin of Charlotte, North Carolina from Mom and Dad and Mason. Dana of Grove City, Pennsylvania from Darren and family. Samuel of Swissvale. And finally, Susa of Monahall. Happy birthday from the Saturday Light Brigade. It's always fun to celebrate birthdays together, and it's easy to add your name to our birthday list.
SLB announces listener birthdays at 8:55 a.m. every week. Would you like to surprise a friend or family member? Just send us the information and we'll mention their birthday on the radio the Saturday of or before it occurs. To add your birthday or surprise a friend or family member by adding theirs, visit slbradio.org/birthdays or write to us at slb@slbradio.org.
Include the birthday person's address and we shall dispatch a uniformed human being to hand deliver a birthday card to the birthday celebrant. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio.
I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning, and I would hammer in the evening, all over this land. I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out warning, and I'd hammer out the love between my brothers and my sisters. a song. I'd sing it in the morning, I'd sing it in the evening, all over this land. And I would sing out danger, I'd sing out warning, I'd sing out the love between brothers and my sisters, all over this land.
With a song I'm sure you recognize from Woody Guthrie. Not from Woody Guthrie, from Pete Seeger. Here I said that you recognize it, and then I didn't recognize it. My heroes, Lee Hayes, wrote that with Pete Seeger. Lee Hayes made me think of the Weavers. Pete Seeger and Lee Hayes together, part of the Weavers, who is the Almanac Singers. Sang a lot of Woody's songs. It's amazing how the brain works or doesn't sometimes, isn't it? We are going to play Guess Who now, which will give you a chance to use your brain a bit. We have a pair of initials we will give you, and it will be up to you to guess who they belong to. That will be coming up.
The Northside Chronicle joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The Northside Chronicle is a nonprofit community newspaper available in print, digital, and mobile formats that provides coverage of the people, places, and events in the 18 Northside neighborhoods of Pittsburgh. Details on the Northside Chronicle, including its free weekly newsletter, are available at thenorthsidechronicle.com.
Our summer camp got started last week. We have three different two-week camps, and they're full and they're exciting. 20 students met one another for the first time on Monday, and they're working to discover their voice. They're all teens. They've done activities like going out on the street with microphones and interviewing adults all around the North Side. They've done some writing, including poetry and other forms of writing. They've done some art activities. Yesterday, they had an open mic. It's a lot of fun, and if you follow us on Facebook or Instagram at SLB Radio, you'll get a chance to see photos as these camps take place. Thank you to the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, and also to you for your support. Our camps are either supported by scholarships or entirely free to students who are attending. And the team here at SLB has done a fantastic job too. Thank you, and I hope you'll continue to follow us on social media to see more from our campers. And I hope we'll get some material that we can play on the air, or some visits from some campers who can talk about their experiences. Now it's time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Now it's time to play Guess Who. We're about to give you a pair of initials, and it's up to you to try to guess who they belong to. We have one particular person in mind. That person could be a man, a woman, somebody real, someone fictitious, somebody living, somebody no longer alive, maybe somebody from the world of literature, entertainment, sports, science. No matter who it is, we think it's probably a name that you've heard before. And this week, the initials are T-H. T-H. That's T as in Titiut, and H as in Harmer. But neither of those locations are clues. They're just a way to help you make sure that you heard the letters correctly. T-H. T-H. Let the guessing begin. You can guess as many times as you would like to, and I will do my best to keep you posted regarding incorrect guesses that come in. There are quite a few THs, and here's hoping we'll hear from you as we get ready to play Guess Who.
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
James in Freiburg gets us started with some great guesses. Thurston Howell III, the millionaire from Gilligan's Island. I wish it were him. He also had a guess of Tom Hanks. Theo Huxtable, the son on Cosby. Trailer Howard, Tony Hawk, Tanya Harding, Tiffany Haddish, and Tippi Hendren. None of those, but a good start. Keep your guesses coming in. Mick in St. Clair also has Tom Hanks. Larry in Elwood City also has Tippi Hendren and Tony Hawk. I know who Tony Hawk is, the skateboard guy, right? And Tippi Hendren is an actress and fashion model, appeared in Hitchcock's The Birds, and also had a cat sanctuary, according to what I'm reading. She is 95 years of age and the mother of Melanie Griffith. I really need to pay more attention to pop culture. Here's Nick in New York City with Thomas Hobbes, Thomas Hardy, Thor Heyerdahl, Tom Hardy, Tom Hanks, Tom Holland, Tom Hiddleston, Terry Hatcher, Terrence Howard, Tab Hunter, Tommy Hearns, Tommy Hilfiger, Tina Howell, Tiffany Haddish, and the correct answer amongst all of those. I almost shared that answer with you. Well done. You're the first to get it. 412-200-5975 as we play Guess Who. Mike and Mars has Terry Hatcher and also Tom Hanks. John and Carrick with another Tippi Hedren, Tab Hunter from John as well. And Trish is in Cook Forest with a guess of Tanya Harding as well as Tom Hanks. Should be a nice day to be out in the woods. Tab Hunter, guessed by Linda and Collier, Trevor Howard from John and Carrick. Trish also has Tommy Hilfiger. John comes in with Tom T. Hall. Very good guess. Here's Patrick with Tom Hanks, Tanya Harding, Terry Hatcher, Tony Hawk, Thomas Hardy, Thomas Huxley, Tom Hughes, Terry Hall, Thelma Houston, and one more who is new to me. It's almost always an actor if I don't know this person. Indeed, it is. And it's Thomas Edward Hulse, who portrayed Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart in Amadeus, a film I liked a lot, but not enough to remember the actor's name. One a correct answer so far. The initials are T.H. Tom Horn, just guessed by John and Carrick. Here's Patrick in the South Park with Terry Hatcher, Terry Hanratty, the one-time Steeler quarterback, and Terry Hall. Richard on the north side has Terry Hatcher, Thelma Houston, and Tom Hanks. John in Carrick has Ted Healy, associated with the Amateur Hour. Here comes Galen Stanton Heights with Tom Hanks, Timothy Hutton, Trevor Howard, Tanya Harding, Tippi Hedren, Trisha Helfer, and Todd Haberkorn. Only one correct answer so far, T.H. Timothy Hutton, guessed by Jim in Crafton Heights. 412-200-5975 as we play Guess Who this morning. Mike has a guess of Tom Hardy, and Eric has guessed Terry Hanratty and Tom Hanks. They're playing along on social media at SLB Radio. Greg in McKeesport had a guess of Tim Holt. And by the way, I did not give credit to Bill in Homer City for coming up with our afterthought puzzle. I looked right over that, and I wanted to make sure I did that. Thank you, Bill. Greg had a guess of Tim Holt, not Tim Holt, 412-200-5975. It's a little early for a hint yet, I think. Oh, very good. Alan just guessed Pittsburgh actor and cartoonist Tim Hartman. Not Tim Hartman. Russ has a guess of Thor Heyerdahl and notes how much he has always loved the sound of his name. I do too. His name is almost onomatopoetic in terms of sounding like an explorer. Mike and Mars, a great guess. Sir Topham Hatt. It's not Sir Topham Hatt. Thor's hammer, says Mick in St. Clair. And Bruce has poet laureate Ted Hughes, husband of Sylvia Plath. Not this person. This person is very well known. And I'm trying to think of a clue I could give you to help you get it. I mean, you might need some coffee to help you think a little bit more sharply. Or just to make some kind of road stop might help. Our number is 412-200-5975 by telephone or text. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234. TH are the initials. If you're looking for a sign that you have the correct answer, that sign is ubiquitous depending on where you are in the world. 412-200-5975.
Bees are buzzing, happy 'cause there's no more rain. Summer's here. Here come my cousins. They drove all the way from Maine. Summer's here. So long, and now it's finally time to sing a sunny summer song.
Everybody's happy 'cause summertime is finally here.
Splishing and splashing, yeah. Marco Polo in the pool. Summer's here. Check out this fashion. Shorts, we're keeping cool.
Joe cool.
There's no school.
No school.
We got tons of time to play. In the sunshine on a clear, hot, perfect day.
Everybody's happy, 'cause summertime is finally here.
That is Gunnar Mattson with Summertime is Here. Marissa in East Liberty, thank you for being here as part of the Saturday Light Brigade. And Marissa just came up with the correct answer. I'm going to try to identify all of the correct answers. Marissa, Dan, Russ, Aline in Maine, Jim in Crafton Heights, Martha and Bill in Stanton Heights, Mike and Mars, Alan in Squirrel Hill, Nick in New York City. And I hope I didn't miss anybody. We'll give you the right answer in just a moment. How did we miss Teresa Hines? Ralph just mentioned Mrs. Hines, and Eric just got the correct answer playing on Facebook. Gosh, I would have thought of Mrs. Hines. I'd like to think I would have thought of her, but I didn't. What a great guess as well. Let me just check our Facebook page really quickly to make sure I didn't miss anybody. I did not, and seeing no additional answers, Bruce and Ingram is the only name I have not acknowledged, and I say hello to him now. Good morning.
Good morning, Larry. How are you?
Good, thank you. Was this your first guess, or did you have a few others?
No, I guessed Ted Hughes initially, and when you said coffee, that was a big giveaway.
Yeah, that's Russ mentioned. That's a dead giveaway. Well, coffee, and I think he got his start with donuts, of all things.
Well, I'll tell you where he actually got his start. He was a professional hockey player.
Yes, yeah.
And he got his start in the mid-50s for the Pittsburgh Hornets, which preceded the Pittsburgh Penguins. They were here from like 1936 to 1965 or 66. And they were mostly a farm team for the Detroit Red Wings. In the 50s, they were a farm team for Toronto. And Tim Horton played for the Pittsburgh Hornets in the mid-50s. And then he also played for the Pittsburgh Penguins in the early 70s.
I thought that was the case, that he played for the Penguins. But this whole business with the restaurant, this was not something he did in retirement. You know, he started... I hate to call it dabbling because it was very successful. I think the restaurants started in the early 60s, right?
They started in Canada. And then he was playing for Toronto for most of his career. He played for Pittsburgh. And then he ended his career playing for Buffalo, for the Buffalo Sabres. So there's a lot of those restaurants up in the Buffalo area as well.
Yeah, and just a tragic death. He died in a car crash that was fueled by his speeding in a sports car as he went from one city to another. And it took a lot of time and ended up being important to note that unfortunately he was under the influence at the time of the accident and very young. I did not realize he passed away. He was only 44. I didn't realize he died that young.
Yeah, it was a tragic end for a guy who had a very, very brilliant career, both as a hockey player and a restaurateur.
Yeah,
and he does a very strong link to Pittsburgh as well.
Yeah, and his donut, he started a donut shop in 1964, Tim Horton Donut Shop in Hamilton, Ontario, on Ottawa Street. Then he added a few recipes of his own. And in 4 years, he had become a multi-million dollar franchise system, which is pretty amazing.
Have you ever eaten at Tim Hortons?
I have. Ricky and I went to one fairly recently in New York. That's where we were. And
yeah, I was at one in Buffalo. It was very, very nice.
It was nice. And I have to admit, we both got donuts. Donuts were very prominent. And I never, you know, at least here in our neck of the woods, we think of coffee. When we think of Tim Hortons, we think of coffee since it's sold in stores. I didn't think donuts. I figured, oh, these shops must have, you know, hamburgers and typical fast food. But donuts were really prominent there and quite good, I might add.
Well, maybe one day we'll get a Tim Hortons here in Pittsburgh. I'm surprised we don't have one, actually.
Yeah, given our hockey love, maybe someday we'll get one. Hey,
our hockey love and our in the Tim Horton connection to Pittsburgh. Maybe we start a movement.
You would appreciate this. I was watching. Do you remember the show What's My Line?
I absolutely do.
Yes, I was watching the show What's My Line the other day, and I was watching the version from the 50s, 60s. Ricky and I were watching it together. You know, Arlene Francis was there and Dorothy Kilgallen. And I was trying to think, you know, What's My Line back then was interesting. They had a woman hog butcher. You know, that was her job. They had, a man who is a door-to-door, you know, vacuum salesperson. All sorts of interesting jobs. And as we were talking about Tim Hortons, I was trying to think what might What's My Line be like, say, in 20, 30, 40 years.
I was thinking when you said that.
I am a service worker.
You know what? With AI, I don't even know if we'll have service workers.
Yeah, it's interesting. Not people still have interesting and vital jobs, but we think about the future a lot here, especially as we're working with kids and talking about what it is they may want to study and do. And you almost can see a parody, you know, writing itself for, you know, What's My Line in the year 2100, what that's going to be like.
Oh, yeah. When I talk to the people who are students at Pitt and they tell me what they're studying, I don't even understand what they're studying. It's like, nobody studying English?
It's something. Well, a charge to you.
Thank you.
Good to talk to you as always. And Matt had a guess of Terry Hatcher, and Annie had a guess of Thelma Harper and Caden. Well, Caden makes up a name every week, and Caden suggested Mrs. Thera Helmington, who is heiress to the Helmington fortunes. And the Helmington money came from collecting rocks. Over the years, they collected thousands and thousands of rocks as part of the Helmington fortune. The rocks were not unique. Individually, they had very little value. But because they got so many, they became known for their collection of rocks. So there's where Thelma Helmington fits in. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
Something's wrong, honey, this I know. Never seen you this way before. Hey, baby, I want to be your man. I can tell you need a friend. Step aside, won't you let me in? Hey, baby, do you think I am? It's late and it's about to pour. Your neighbor's tired of me hanging around your door. I say one thing and nothing more. I wanna be a man. Some people don't like me hanging around, but there's no reason for it that I found. Hey, baby, please don't look so sad. When you're all alone and you need a hand, let me come into your house and be a handyman. Hey, baby, what about the fun we've had? It's late and it's about to pour. Your neighbor's tired of me hanging around your door. I say one thing and nothing more. I wanna be your man. Away, it's okay. I'll be your shelter from the storm. Don't let your demons take control. Let me rock you with steady roll. It's cold, baby. Won't you come and keep me warm? It's late and it's about to pour. Your neighbor's tired of me hanging around your door. I say one thing.
There is your basic unadulterated pokey Lafarge here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Rich in Edinburgh writes that there is a Tim Hortons in Edinburgh. That might be the closest to the Pittsburgh area. Congratulations again if you knew that the TH we were looking for was Tim Horton. And thanks for playing along as we played Guess Who this morning. Coming up in a few moments, a chance for you to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. We're going to play one of our favorite games, but it really needs you to make it work.
Headliner joins you in supporting SLB Radio and Youth Express. Headliner is a cloud-based software that media makers can use to add video to podcasts, music, and other audio projects, making it easier to share their creations via social media, YouTube, and websites. Headliner also offers a photo and video library, text captioning, and simplified audio-video editing. Additional information is available at headliner.app.
Our solar concert series is back. It just kicked off this past week with the Snappin' Bug String Band. Concerts are every Thursday, starting at 12:15 through the end of August. They're free. It's a relaxed atmosphere. You can buy lunch or bring lunch. Family-friendly blankets are provided if you can't bring your own. The series is presented by SLB in collaboration with Children's Museum of Pittsburgh and Nova Place. And the next concert features Sadie Friend, who you heard last week on the radio. Sadie will be with us on July 17th at 12:15 at Nova Place on the north side, just across from the Children's Museum. On the 24th, we have Bombici. And you can see the whole schedule at slbradio.org. ¶¶ Well, we decided it's a good day to play our game, Two Truths and a Tall Tale. And this is the game where you call and you tell us three things about yourself. And we'll see if we can guess the one that is not correct. Sounds easy? Is it easy? I'll give you three. I've stood on the roof of the Cathedral of Learning. I've been on the 64th floor of the U.S. Steel Tower, or the USX Tower, downtown. I once got stuck on the Monongahela Incline. Which one do you think is the tall tale across all of those? Is it the standing on the roof of the Cathedral of Learning? No, it's not. I've actually been there for quite some time, as a matter of fact, doing some work on a radio tower that was affixed to the roof of the cathedral. Was my tall tale being on the 64th floor of the USX Tower? No, I've been there too. There used to be a restaurant in that area. Was it getting stuck on the incline? That was the tall tale. I can't imagine getting stuck on the incline. That never happened. So that's how you play. It could be that you want to have as your truths or tall tales having met a celebrity, having appeared on a particular program, having done something just very unique, a brush with danger or a brush with fame. However it is you would like to play along, we hope you will. The key is we need to hear from you at 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-SLB-RADIO. We're going to get to the phones in a minute. Jim in Crafton Heights wrote that he remembers a Three Stooges episode where they were tailors and tried to guess who had a jacket with the initials T-H sewn inside. Shemp guessed Teddy Roosevelt. So two truths and a tall tale. It could be a place you've traveled to or to, some kind of achievement that you got or didn't got. It's a lot of fun to reflect on a few truths and to make up a tall tale. And I hope you'll do so. 412-200-5975. There's a couple folks getting ready to join us. I want to encourage you to call while we have open lines. And I'll keep track of how I do. Not that this is competitive, but I also always like to see if I'm able to distinguish truth, fact, from fiction. Gets harder every day. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. And Greg is here from McKeesport. Hi, Greg.
Hi, Larry. Always nice to speak with you.
Yeah, I'm so glad you called. I can't wait to hear what you've got here.
Okay. I saw the Moody Blues live in concert at the Civic Arena.
Mm.
I saw Elvis Presley live in concert at the Civic Arena.
Wow.
I saw Yes live in concert at the Civic Arena.
Wow. That's... You've made it tough by... Now, I'm thinking Elvis Presley being the oldest, it's possible that, but he was still around when the Civic Arena was around. The Moody Blues would be amazing in that environment, as would Yes. This is really hard because I can't rule any of these out by date. If it was musical taste, I guess the Moody Blues and Yes. Well, the Moody Blues and Elvis have a little. You're giving me very little to work with. Now, don't give me any more hints. Give me any hints. I have to work this out on my own. I'm gonna go with Yes as the tall tale.
Well, Larry, unfortunately, you're wrong.
So you saw Yes. That had to be a fantastic show.
It was, yeah.
And
I never...
Yeah, which one's the tall tale?
I never saw Elvis Presley live in concert, although he did play the Civic Arena. Might have been one of his final concerts.
Would
in
you
later years?
Would you have liked to have gone to see him?
Yeah, I would have.
And the Moody Blues had to be a great show.
Yeah, I saw them twice. One concert they did with the Civic Arena roof open.
I was wondering
like an
about
open,
that.
Open air amphitheater.
That had to be amazing. Absolutely
one of the
amazing.
One of the rare times I was at the Civic Arena when their roof was open.
Yeah, oh, that had to be absolutely incredible.
It was.
Well, I'm glad you shared with us to get us off to a good start. Thank you. It's always good to have you with us. And wow, what great shows to see their great memories, too. Thanks.
Definitely.
Take care.
Thanks, Larry.
You bet. 412-200-5975. Okay, Gail has given us some by text message. There's a line open for you, though, if you would like to call and try to stump me, which Greg did quite handily, I might say. Gail writes, I was in a commercial. I got to hang out with Warwick Davis. I played violin in high school. Those three things. This is my thinking music. I was in a commercial. I got to hang out with Warwick Davis. I'm going to go, Gail, get ready to type back which one's the tall tale. I am going with you did not play violin in high school. I think you're doing a sneaky thing, like that you really played viola in high school or a different instrument. So I'm going with that as the tall tale, that you played violin in high school. We'll see how I fared in just a moment. Meanwhile, how would you like to see if you can stump me? Tell me three things about yourself, 412-200-5975. Ah, I was correct. Gail just wrote to tell me that she only played violin until junior high. I knew you were going to be... Somehow I just knew you were a little tricky there. Thank you, Gail. I'm now 1-1. 412-200-5975. had a few callers that couldn't hang on, but now the lines are open. We can get you on very quickly if you're concerned about that. Our number is 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. As we play Two Truths and a Tall Tale.
We must have lunch real soon. Your luggage is checked through. We got inflation licked. I'll get right back to you. It's just a standard form. Tomorrow without fail. Pleased to meet you. Thanks a lot. Your check is in the mail. Marooned, marooned, marooned in a blizzard of lies. Marooned, marooned in a blizzard of lies. Your toes and knees aren't all you'll freeze when you're in it up to your thighs. It looks like snow, but you never know when you're marooned in a blizzard of lies. Won't wrinkle, shrink, or peel. Your secret's safe with me. This is a real good deal. It's finger-licking good, strictly by the book. What's fair is fair, I'll be right there. I am not a crook. Marooned, marooned, marooned in a blizzard of lies. Marooned, marooned, marooned in a blizzard of lies. Watch your step when your old dog Shep can't even look you in the eyes. You're cold and lost and you're double-crossed when you're marooned in a blizzard of lies. We'll send someone right out. Now this won't hurt a bit. He's in a meeting now. The coat's a perfect fit. Strictly fresh today. Serve us with a smile. I love you, darling, till I die. We'll keep your name on file. Marooned, marooned, marooned in a blizzard of lies. Marooned, marooned, marooned in a blizzard of lies. Walk on, walk on. With hope in your heart, and you're in for a big surprise when you're marooned, 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 marooned in a blizzard of lies, a blizzard of lies.
David Frischberg here at the Saturday Light Brigade and Blizzard of Lies. And another email participant coming in. And here's hoping you'll call. Two Truths and a Tall Tale is easy. You can even play if you're a Saturday Light Brigade kid right now, tuned in. And it's so easy to come up with ideas. It could be about instruments you play or pets that you have, famous people you've met, cities you've been to. It's a lot of fun. Two Truths and a Tall Tale. And you can call us now and be part of things. 412-200-5975. We have a clear board now, so you can be next. 412-200-5975. We are looking forward to your phone call at 412-200-5975. I'm 1-1 so far. Hi, who's this?
This is James in Freiburg. Happy Saturday.
James, happy Saturday to you. It's good to hear your voice this morning. I can't wait to hear what yours are, and this might put me back in the winning column. I'm 1-1 right now, figuring out the tall tales. So what have you got?
Okay, so my first one is that I've been to the hotel that inspired Stephen King to write The Shining. Number two is that I've hiked through the forest where they filmed the movie Return of the Jedi and the Ewok battle.
Huh.
And number three is that I have a picture of myself sitting on the Forrest Gump bench in Alabama from the movie Forrest Gump.
Oh, my goodness. These are very interesting, all somewhat movie-related. Hiking, sitting on the bench, and they're all travel related too. So you've made it really tough to go through these. I have no logic behind any of this, but I'm going to say that the tall tale is the Forrest Gump bench. I don't know why. But that's my answer, that's the tall tale.
You are correct. That is the tall tale of the three. I once lived briefly. I lived in Colorado. And even though The Shining wasn't filmed there, Stephen King in the 70s did. He also lived in Colorado. And the hotel that inspired him to write The Shining is the Overlook in Estes Park, Colorado. And I also, very briefly, also lived in Northern California in Humboldt County. And the California Redwood State Park is also the park where they filmed the Battle of Endor in Return of the Jedi. And I've been through those. I've hiked through those woods. But I've never been to Alabama. That's one state I have not visited. So you are correct in guessing the tall tale.
Well, now I am 2-1. Those are great stories, and I'm nearly certain that I stayed at the Overlook. I went to Estes Park years ago, and I'm pretty sure Estes Park is just beautiful, isn't it? And I am almost certain that's where I stayed.
Tremendous, yes. Beautiful town.
Thanks so much for calling. You really brought a lot of life to this, James. Thanks.
Oh, I enjoyed playing. Thank you very much. Enjoying the show.
Thank you. And let's see. We're going to get to Jim in just seconds. Patrick, I have yours too. Patrick texted us with some. Jim, I'm all set. I know this is going to be tough.
Okay. I performed at the Balcony in Shadyside.
Years ago, Balcony
years ago.
Was a great jazz club, among mm-hmm. other things. Okay.
I performed a few times at Moondogs in Blonox.
Mm-hmm.
And I shook hands with Michael Collins, the astronaut.
Oh, interesting. Armstrong, Aldrin and Collins. I could see
someone that stayed up in the orbiter.
Yeah, I could see you shaking hands with an astronaut, so I'm going to include that in my truth column. I don't know. Performing at the Balcony goes back a long way, but it would be a great way to trick me. So I'm going to say, I'm probably overthinking it, that the tall tale is Moondogs.
No. Sorry.
Huh. So which
we
is
did,
it?
The band that I was in, we performed both at Moondogs and we performed for a Republican fundraiser at the Balcony.
What was the band?
The Rhythm Ducks.
Oh, I remember that band. I didn't know you were part of that band.
Yeah, I was one of the singers.
Now, what made you pick an astronaut as your tall tale?
Well, because I saw him at WQED. He spoke after the Apollo 11, mission. I was just in the audience. I never actually got to go up and shake his hand.
No handshake from him.
No handshake.
So now I'm 2-2. So you brought me back up, or back down, I should say, to a 500.
Tied.
500 record. Thank you, Jim.
Those
were great ones. And I'm going to quickly do Patrick in Stanton Heights. I worked in a program that searched for planets around other stars. I have operated a real locomotive. I worked with Mr. Rogers. Those are tough. I'm going to go with I have operated a real...